What's up, Nashville? Welcome in. This is the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org. 103.7 FM on your dial. And if you're west of Nashville, check us out on 107.1. My name is ET. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're here every Monday night at this time right here on the Fringe Radio Show. And, you know, as we're all kind of hunkered in at home now, I've got guest DJ in the house tonight. My daughter Nyla, she's going to be with me, and she's going to tell you guys a little bit about the station.
Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization owned and operated by local people right here in the Nashville area. Local people create programming, design events, and keep the station up and running on the air. Radio Free Nashville intends to be a community forum for the music, voices, and viewpoints generally ignored or misrepresented by the corporate media.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So you guys can make a tax-deductible donation to the station by going to RadioFreeNashville.org. And if you want to tune in and stream the show, just scroll down. You'll see all the different avenues where you can check us out. But again, this is the Fringe Radio Show sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. You can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org, get on the email list so you'll get the newsletters that come out, any music samplers we put out, and there's always updates on the website about shows going on, articles, previous radio shows. So lots of stuff for you guys to check out. And here's Nyla again to tell you a little bit more about the Fringe Festival.
The Nashville Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity of Nashville artists and to honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. It's a collective of arts featuring music, dance, crafts, spoken words, film, and performing art of all varieties.
Well said. Can't say enough about the Nashville Fringe Festival. You guys can also make a tax-deductible donation by going to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Help support, and we can keep doing what we do right here for you guys. And again, I'm ET. I'm here every other Monday night. Catch my co-host Al D on the opposite Mondays. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening and continuing to spread the word about the Nashville Fringe Festival. You know, over the years, I've been able to bring a lot of music to you guys, and we've always paid tribute to artists that have passed, you know, over the last 5-6 years we've been doing this show. And just recently, March 20th, 2020, the entertainment world lost one of its true legends when Kenny Rogers passed away from natural causes at the age of 81. Over the course of 6 decades, Rogers showed off his talents on the stage and beyond. In addition to being a singer, he was an actor. He was also a fast food restaurateur. And he died under hospice care at his home in Sandy Springs, Georgia. And a representative for the singer said in a statement that due to the global pandemic that's going on in the world right now, the family is planning a small private service with a public memorial planned for a later date. Kenny was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013 for what the organization officials called a distinctive husky voice. I can see that. He had 24 number one hits through his career and sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. It's a huge number, 100 million albums. He was a 6-time Country Music Awards winner and 3-time Grammy Award winner. And Country Music Association said in a statement, "Country music has lost the great Kenny Rogers, who has forever left a mark on country music's history. His family and friends are in our thoughts during this difficult time." You know, he had many hits, and then back in 1985, he participated in the original recording of We Are the World, along with more than 3 dozen artists. And then a year later, he co-chaired Hands Across America, which was a campaign that sought to raise awareness about the homeless and hungry in the United States. And all kinds of artists are paying tribute to Kenny on Twitter and online. And what I remember about Kenny Rogers was it seemed to me that he covered and crossed so many different genres that he really appealed to everyone. And I remember as a young kid, you know, playing some of his records that my parents had, and then getting some of my own. So tonight we're going to pay tribute to Kenny Rogers and his life, and we're going to play some of his greatest hits for you guys. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can and give you guys some information about some of these tracks. So let's jump into some of this music tonight. I want to start things off with my favorite Kenny Rogers song of all time, which is Lady. Now, this song was written and produced by Lionel Richie, recorded in 1980, and ranks among Kenny Rogers' biggest hits. Rogers once told an interviewer that the idea was that Lionel would come from R&B and I'd come from country, and we'd meet somewhere in pop. The success of Lady also boosted Lionel Richie's career. The production work on the song was his first outside the Commodores and foreshadowed a success as a solo act during the 1980s. So let's check this out. My favorite one, this is Kenny Rogers with Lady.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. And yes, oh yes, I'll always want you. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. And beside me, I want you to be. 'Cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
Welcome back in. This is E.T. Listen to the Fringe Radio Show. That was Kenny Rogers with Lady, which is my favorite Kenny Rogers track of all time. Up next from Kenny, we've got Lucille. And this was released in 1977 as the second and final single from his self-titled album. It became Rogers' first major hit as a solo artist after leaving the successful country rock group The First Edition the previous year, and it was an international hit as well. It reached number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart and number five on the Billboard Hot 100. And overseas, Lucille reached the top of the UK singles chart in June 1977, the first of Rogers' two number one singles there. So let's check this out. This is Kenny Rogers with Lucille.
Bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused, he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the barroom to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille."
That was Kenny Rogers with Lucille. This is E.T. You're listening to the Fringe Radio Show, and tonight we're paying tribute to the late Kenny Rogers, who passed just a few days ago. And up next, we have one of his iconic duets with Dolly Parton, "Islands in the Stream." Now, Rogers and Parton's iconic duet was originally written by pop group the Bee Gees and was written for Marvin Gaye. It was bandmate and co-writer Barry Gibb who first suggested to Rogers that he should record it as a duet with Parton. At the time, Rodgers had been laying down his vocals for the song for 4 days and really was getting sick of the song. He was quoted as saying, "I finally looked at him and said, Barry, I don't even like the song anymore." And he said, "You know what we need? We need Dolly Parton." And as it happened, Parton was in the very same LA recording studio at the time. So she cut the track with Rodgers, sort of re-energizing the track. And as they say, the rest was history. So this is Kenny Rogers featuring Dolly Parton with Islands in the Stream. Such a great song. That was Kenny Rogers featuring Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. Up next, we're going to play probably, I would say, the most well-known Kenny Rogers track, The Gambler. And I want to read a post from my guy, B. Still, from Nappy Roots. my friend for a long, long time since we were little kids. And he wrote on Facebook, this is from Be Still, I only had one favorite song in the whole world as a young boy. Before I could even talk, I sang it word for word. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. I love that song and still do to this day. One time me and Ron Clutch were in a sub place like a Penn Station in Atlanta. He was like, bro, I think that's Kenny Rogers right there buying some food. I was completely starstruck. I told him I was a big fan since a kid. I'll never forget it. I got to meet the man himself. R.I.P. Kenny Rogers, a.k.a. The Gambler. Your music touched me, touched more people than you know. And I'll co-sign to that. It definitely reached more people than he'll probably ever know. So his most famous, I'd say, most successful mainstream track, this is Kenny Rogers with The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold,
when to hold,
know when to fold, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
There it is, the iconic Kenny Rogers with The Gambler. This is ET. You're listening to the Fringe Radio Show. And thanks for tuning in tonight. Tonight we're paying tribute to the late Kenny Rogers, who passed just a few days ago, and we're celebrating his life and playing some of his best tracks for you guys. He was definitely known for his collaboration. So up next we have another collaboration. This is We've Got Tonight with Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton. In 1983, Rogers recorded the song as a duet with the Scottish pop star Easton, and he made it the title track of his album We've Got Tonight. So let's check it out. This is Kenny Rogers with Sheena Easton with We've Got Tonight. That was Kenny Rogers featuring Sheena Easton with We've Got Tonight. Welcome in. This is the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org, 103.7 FM. My name is E.T. and this is the Fringe Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Fighting some allergies, as you can tell. But tonight we're celebrating the life of Kenny Rogers. And couple things maybe you didn't know about him. He had a pet goat named Smitty, and in his 2012 book Luck or Something Like It, a memoir, Rogers discusses his pet goat, which he acquired from a friend in 2008. The singer explained in the book that the goat was his center, providing a calming influence after long and stressful tour schedules. And in an interview with Southern Living, Rogers revealed that he also kept alpacas on his Athens, Georgia farm. He said, "It was really fun. I enjoyed them, but then they spat on me, and I said, okay, they're out." So they built a shed for him and with air conditioning and put water in it, he remembered. So up next from Kenny Rogers, we're going to be listening to "You Decorated My Life." It was released in 1979 as the lead single from his album Kenny, and it was a number one hit on the Billboard Country Singles chart and peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's "You Decorated My Life."
All my life was a paper, once plain, pure, and white, till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then, till the balance was right. Then you added some music, every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. And you decorated my life, created a world where dreams are a song. There was no harmony, life meant nothing to me until you came along and brought out the colors. What a gentle surprise. Now I'm able to see all the things life can be, shining soft in your eyes. And you decorated my life, created a world where dreams are a part. By painting your love all over my heart, you decorated my life.
Welcome back to the Fringe Radio Show. That was Kenny Rogers with "You Decorated My Life." Up next, another one of my favorite Kenny Rogers tracks through the years. This song reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in early 1982. It was released in 1981 as the fourth single from the album Share Your Love. And it remained in the top 20 for 11 weeks and went to number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart, becoming Rogers' fifth single to top this chart. The song peaked at number 5 on the country chart, and Rogers credited through the years as being one of his career songs, though it had relatively little success in North America. Rogers appeared and performed this song at the 1983 Grammy Awards, and he actually performed it at a halftime ceremony honoring Charles Barkley at a 76ers game back in 2001. So, and me and my mom actually danced to this at my wedding. So this is Kenny Rogers with Through the Years.
I can't remember when you were there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years. I can't remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all the good and bad, I know how much we had. I've always been so glad to be with you. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
ZT, welcome back. Great song there, Through the Years by Kenny Rogers. You guys are listening to the Fringe Radio Show, and tonight we're celebrating the life of Kenny Rogers, playing some of his greatest hits and letting you guys know some things maybe you didn't know about Kenny Rogers, such as he was a passionate amateur photographer. In addition to his busy careers as a musician, actor, and more, he had a deep love of photography. In 1987, he released a book of celebrity portraits he'd taken called Your Friends and Mine, including one image of pop superstar Michael Jackson. And of the experience, Rogers recalled photographing Jackson along with his chimpanzee Bubbles, and added that the photo shoot was the moment that really convinced him to create the book. So we're going to keep playing some music from Kenny. Up next is Coward of the County. And this song was released in November 1979 as the second single from Rogers' multi-platinum album, Kenny. It became a major crossover hit, topping the Billboard Country chart and reaching number 3 on the Hot 100 chart. It also topped the Cashbox Singles chart and was a top 10 hit in numerous other countries worldwide, topping the chart in Canada, the UK, and also in Ireland, where it stayed at number 1 for 6 consecutive weeks. Here's Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was 3 of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight. Man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, and
Not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
That was "Coward of the County" by Kenny Rogers. And, you know, Kenny won 3 Grammy Awards, you know, sold over 100 million records worldwide, had 20 of his albums go platinum. And he was quoted as saying that he never considered himself a great singer. I'd say most of us would disagree. He definitely has that distinct, raspy voice, again, that just seems to, you know, cover and reach all genres and all different kinds of people. So we got time for a few more tracks tonight. Up next, we've got a song called "Scarlet Fever," and it was released in June 1983 as the 3rd single from the album we've got tonight. This song reached number 94 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the mid-1983, and the song peaked at number 5 on the country chart. So here is Kenny Rogers with "Scarlet Fever."
I stood outside the Lucky Star, staring at the flashing sign. It read, "Come on in and watch young Scarlet's body come alive. Let her dance for you and cast her spell. You'll swear you can't believe her. Be careful not to catch that scarlet fever." So I paid my fare and walked down front and found an empty chair. As I settled in, young Scarlet took the ribbons from her hair. The moves her body made while the music played were the likes I've never seen. And she became the envy of my dreams. One by one, her teasing and movements brought the crowd out of the seats. And all at once, young Scarlet danced right up in front of me. From the moment that her eyes found mine, I've never been the same. Scarlet larked another heart upon her chain. Now I get scarlet fever every time I see her. But she's a nightclub teaser, not paid to notice me. Yes, I get scarlet fever if she knew how much I need her. She plays her hand in my hand and dance away with me. She looks 25, but I was told she was just 16. She had a way of making a man believe she danced for only him. As she tantalized, I fantasized and felt the sound of my heartbeat. And every night I dreamed she'd fall in love with me. Then one night while driving in, my eyes began to tear. Sign outside the Lucky Star said Scarlet isn't here. She left that day to find a life of bigger and better things. And she left behind my chain of broken dreams. But I still get scarlet fever
her hand in mine and dance away with me.
Welcome back into the Friends Radio Show. That was Scarlet Fever by Kenny Rogers. And tonight we've been paying tribute and celebrating the life of Kenny Rogers, who passed away just a few days ago. And just playing some of his music for you guys. Such a great artist and had an impact on lots of people's lives, as you see the tributes just really pouring in for Kenny. Up next, we're going to play his track, She Believes in Me. This was released in April 1979 as the second single from his album, The Gambler. And he was really reaching the peak of his career at this time, and She Believes in Me became one of his biggest crossover hits in the late spring of 1979. It reached number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart, and it also peaked at number five on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart and number one on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart. And it was also a minor pop hit in Great Britain, reaching number 42. So here it is, She Believes in Me, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, she lay sleeping. I stay out late at night and play my songs, and sometimes all the nights can seem so long. And it's good when I finally make it home all alone, while she lays dreaming. I try to get undressed without the lights. Quietly she said, how was your night? I come to her and say, it was all right. And I hold her tight. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she was my girl. I could change the world with my little song. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I'll go try faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I can find a way. While she lays, I stumble to the kitchen for a bite. Oh, then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend, and there's no end while she lays crying. I fumble with a melody or two, and I'm torn between the things that I should do. And she says to wake her up when I am through. God, our love is true. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. I told her someday, if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little. I'll go on trying faithfully.
That was Kenny Rogers with She Believes in Me. And tonight we've been paying tribute to Kenny Rogers and his life. He passed away just a few days ago. And we've had a chance to really bring some of his music to you guys tonight, playing some of his greatest hits. His greatest hit was probably The Gambler, which we played tonight. And funny enough, he actually didn't gamble. And he played his final concert right here in Music City back in October 2017. So R.I.P. to the great Kenny Rogers. And I'm glad I got to play some of his music for you guys tonight. That's really going to about wrap up the show. I want to thank the Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the show and continuing to be the best organization that supports music right here in Nashville. So make sure you guys go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to support and donate to the Fringe Festival so that we can keep doing what we do for you guys out there. Shout out to WRFN Radio Free Nashville for letting us get on these airwaves and sharing some of this music with you guys. So also check out RadioFreeNashville.org. Both good causes and doing great things for artists right here in Music City. So let's do what we can to show our love and our support. You can check me out at etgotsoul.com if you want to see what's going on with me and where I'll be. I'll definitely be back here 2 weeks from tonight with another show to entertain you guys. Make sure you check out my boy Al D. He'll be here next Monday doing his thing right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Shout out to everybody out there for listening to the show tonight. This is ET. Make sure you be yourself and nobody else. And we'll see you next time right here on the Fringe Radio Show.